under the shadow of thy throne, still may we dwell secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame. From everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same.
Number 6.
O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Be thou our guide while life shall last, and our eternal home.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us together to gather in your name here and also online to worship you together. We thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies to get up and see another day in this world. It is all gift, Lord. Every day is a gift from you, and the life is a gift from you, Lord. And help us, Lord, to be grateful for that. And help us to use the opportunities and the time that you have given us in this world to be a blessing to others and to bring honor and glory to your name. We thank you again for this time that you've given us, Lord, here, and thank you for your presence in our midst. We thank you for your grace and redemption that you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ, because of whom we are here to call you Father. That you have given us the privilege to call you Father because you joined us together as one family, as your children, through your Son Jesus Christ. You opened the way to eternal life through every nation and every race and language and culture by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Bind us together as one church, Lord, with the Holy Spirit, and help us to be available for the work of the Holy Spirit through us, Lord. Bless us together today as we worship together. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven, Lord. Let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed in our songs we sing, in our prayers we make, and the meditation of the word we do here today. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our fellowship time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. So as you remain seated, we are going to sing Majesty, Worship His Majesty. We'll try our best to sound it good, but we need a lot more practice. But Wayne helped us this morning.
And also, the last line will be repeated slowly.
Yeah, the last line will repeat.
All glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ. Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Our responsive reading again is taken the same Psalm, Psalm 23. It is, you can find that on 754 page on the hymnal, or you can follow the screen if you are able to read it. But our goal is to memorize this by the end of the series of sermons in the next few Sundays. Please stand.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me to lie down
in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Restores my soul. He leads me in the right path of righteousness
for
the sake of His Lord.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil,
for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It is our prayer time now. As a church family, we come together and share our prayers of blessings and give thanks to God for all the blessings that God has given us in our lives, and we call it out if you have any. And then we come before God with our burdens and concerns as well. God has promised us to meet our every need according to our need, according to His time and His will. Sometimes it not work against work with our time and our will, but it is God's will is better than any other plans or any other will. So let us trust in a God with His promise who will meet our needs. Go to God in prayer together. And the last page will have our regular prayer request in those boxes there. Thank you for your continued prayer for these people and items that are listed there. Please use that as a regular prayer list for your prayer time. Continue to pray for Carol as she is now waiting for the surgery. I believe it's scheduled for September, August.
We're hoping it will be by August 30th.
By August 30th. So please keep her in our prayers, and also the doctors and nurses who care for her. And also please keep Wayne in our prayers. He's the caretaker. He needs a lot of patience and work to do with that. So please keep both of them in our prayers. And George Borges has gone home from the hospital. So please continue to keep him in our prayers. They still have the bags on him, but the leak is kind of stopped, but the doctor is not confident enough to take the bags out, but he needs to get out of that bags. It's causing him a lot of depression for somebody who has been an active person for all his life, something like that. So please keep him in our prayers. Paul and Becky that I have highlighted there had COVID, who used to join us online before. You probably have never met them, but they are out of the COVID, but Becky also is suffering from some symptoms of Parkinson's. So she has problem walking around. So please keep both of them in our prayers. Any other special call-outs from this list, or any other items to call out? continue to pray for our nation, our leaders of the nation, our president, and the leaders of the Congress, and all those who are in the military, fire, police, and all of those, that God will keep them safe, especially the leadership of our nation, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit with the right wisdom to make the right decisions, especially those that are affecting our daily lives. So let us keep that in our prayers, and our service workers for their safety and their families, the doctors and nurses, medical professionals, and our grocery clerks and many others, military, fire, police, and all those, keep in our prayers. If there are no special call-outs, let us go to God in prayer, spend a few moments in silent prayer, then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Scripture says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Loving God, we come before you as your children, trusting in your promise that you listen to every groaning, every prayer that we make. We thank you for always listening to our prayers and our requests, Lord. We come before you because you have redeemed us with your Son's sacrifice on the cross, who came to this world, lived a life like ours, and suffered a human life and died on the cross. But he rose from the dead and living now for us. We thank you for that. Help us, Lord, to trust in that power of the resurrection today as we come before you with our needs. We thank you for all the blessings you shower upon us every day. We thank you for all the blessings that we don't deserve, even when we don't deserve and we falter and stray away from you. You still continue to bless us, Lord, with everything that we need. We also come before you with our brokenness and our needs at this time. Many of us are broken in our bodies, in our souls, and in our spirits, Lord. We come before you because you are our creator, our sustainer, who can make us whole again. We lift up those who need your protection and guidance, Lord, and touch those who need your healing. Comfort those who are in distress and strengthen them, those who are weak, and empower them, those who are troubled. Let your Holy Spirit direct each and every one of us, Lord, according to your will and not according to our will. We lift up those who have named that we have earlier here today, particularly we pray for Carol as she is continuing to recover and also waiting for another surgery. We pray for your grace upon her to have the right doctors and nurses to make the right decisions and programs for her. Pray for her peace in her life, and also we pray for Wayne. Bless both of them with your peace, Lord, and comfort them with your presence every day. We thank you for the healing for George Borges. Continue to heal him so that he can get out of his tubes and his bags, and bless him with your peace and comfort him with your presence. Also, we thank you for the healing of Paul and Becky. As Becky has been diagnosed with Parkinson's, continue to be with them and bless them with your grace. Above all, we pray for peace in their lives and their dear ones. We thank you for all of those who have been receiving healing from you, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy every day. We pray for those who need your touch and healing, particularly we pray for our nation, our national leaders, our president, our leaders of the Congress and the governors of the state, that you will guide them with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Empower them that they will do the right thing for the people, Lord, and guide them with your wisdom, Lord, and fear God in everything that they do. We pray for the service workers. We thank you for their services, and we pray that you will keep them safe and their families safe. Our doctors and nurses, our grocery clerks and our delivery clerks and our military, fire and police. We thank you for their services. At the same time, we pray for your protection and guidance for them in their lives and their families. Be with us today, Lord, as we worship together. Help us, Lord, in this community to be faithful, to do your work faithfully, and take the opportunities that we have been given to reach out to others, to be a blessing to this community, to share your love and care and compassion to others, Lord. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit here, Lord, with your, bless us with your presence, Lord. Talk to each and every one of us, Lord, and touch us in our hearts, that we will be empowered by the Holy Spirit as we go from this place, filled with your peace, so that we can be agents of peace wherever you are placing us. Bless us today, Lord, and guide us with your Holy Spirit to worship you in truth and in spirit. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory. Stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
As you remain standing, we will read the scripture which is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Listen to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listens to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate of the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us for our life and our spirit. As we come before your word, we pray that you will illumine our souls, that we can receive your word with humility and obedience, that whatever you ask us to do, help us, Lord, to follow and obey your commandments. Bless us with your presence and touch each and every one of us according to our needs today with your word. As we go from this place, help us, Lord, be filled with the power of your word, that we can be a blessing to others, that will bring peace and love and care and compassion to those who are in need. Bless us with your Holy Spirit to open our hearts and our minds to receive your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue with the meditation of the word, Psalm 23, as we are trying to read and study from this and continue to memorize this this passage, and eventually we will not have it on the screen so that we can say it by heart one Sunday. And many of you already know that, I know. Today the psalmist is saying, the verse that I'm taking is, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters." Green pastures and still waters. Two things that the sheep need in their life is food and water. If they have those two, they don't really care about where they are, what house they live in, or what car they drive, or what they do. As long as they are fed with food and water, they are happy. Unlike the sheep, the psalmist continues to say that, many things that he says that, unlike the sheep, we are not content with just food and water. Are we? Jesus, no. But the scripture says that if you have enough to eat and clothing to wear, that's enough. But how many of you think that's enough? I don't think just having food and clothing is enough for us to live today. But there was a time when that was enough for a lot of people in this world. We made our advancement in our life in many ways, which are good. We progressed a lot. We have many, many amenities that people in the last generation did not have. So we made our lives so complex that we enjoy a lot of those things that we have achieved, which is very good. At the same time, added on a lot of baggage to that that we don't like. We achieved a lot of things and we enjoy a lot of things. We enjoy ice cream a lot, right? I enjoy ice cream. But along with that, the enjoyment comes with some problems. And when you go beyond the limit, you know, I know what happens. That happens with everything. In our clothing, in our food, in our daily activities that we do, there is a limit to enjoyment, and beyond that it becomes hurting. It becomes hurtful to us and also others. The psalmist David, who wrote this song, from his experience is saying that if you lead me beside the still waters and the green pastures, I am happy. In other words, he is saying that he is not into the things of this world, the complexities of life, but he is more interested in the presence of God in his life. The scripture verbal retellings or translations as they made have several ways in the last several centuries as we progress from Aramaic and Hebrew and Greek and many others that we translated from, has changed the meanings of some of the words, particularly when it comes to sheep and the shepherd and pastures, and some of the things that have changed, because the pastures and the sheep and the shepherds that were in the olden days are not here anymore. You can't find those people. It used to be the shepherds who lived with the sheep in the fields. They never go home. That's their life. But we don't see that kind of sheep and shepherd, at least in this part of the world. So the meaning of what David was actually looking at was a group of sheep or a herd of sheep with the shepherd wandering away, and they don't come home every day. They live in the wilderness, and then they move on to other places to feed the sheep and graze them and give water, and they may come home maybe once a week or so, whatever, for taking the wool or maybe the milk or whatever they want to take from it. But the shepherd's life is basically a nomadic life. They move on wherever the grazing fields are, particularly in those areas where there is not a lot of rain, not of water, mostly desert areas. They have to find these green pastures wherever they are and then make use of it and then move on to the next pasture, maybe 2 or 3 miles away or even 5 or 6 miles away. So they keep on moving and moving, and that is what the picture that David is describing here when he compares us to the sheep and God as the shepherd. In the Hebrew original text, the actual meaning, the wording is translated like this: in pastures of grass he makes me to lie down, and upon waters of rest he guides me. In pastures of grass he makes me to lie down, and upon waters of rest he guides me. Because in pastures of grass you don't find everywhere. It's not like a continuous patch of grass. It is blocks of grass that they have to go find, and it's the shepherd's duty to find that. So the shepherd is so faithful that he will find the next place. When this block or this area of grass is completely fed and done, and they don't have any more to eat, it is the shepherd's job to go find the next one. The sheep doesn't care. They don't know where to find it. So the shepherd will look for the next opportunity, the next place where he can take the sheep to. But the shepherd chooses the pastures, sure. But the sheep chooses how much to eat and when to eat and what to eat. That's what the shepherd and the sheep relationship is. The shepherd will take the sheep to wherever the pastures are. In pastures green he will take me. But it is up to the sheep to decide when to eat, how much to eat, and what to eat. That is what God gives us every day. He takes us to green pastures, the pastures that we haven't even imagined in our lives, in this country particularly. As we progress every day, God has given us so many things in our lives that we have not seen in the past. This is all God's gift in our health care, in our wellness, in our everything in this country. We have been given so many blessings. But it is up to us to use how much and how to use it. And that is what sometimes we need to be reminded of, how faithful we have to be in using it. Jesus, when he taught us the Lord's Prayer that we recite we pray every Sunday, we pray that, give us this day our daily bread. It is grounded in the reality that God is providing us with everything that we need for each day and for eternity as well. Everything that we have needed up to the present moment, we have received from him only. When we forget the fact that our achievements and our blessings are not from God, or we forget the source of the blessing, that's when the sheep is going to get in trouble. That's where we get in trouble. We sometimes forget the source of our blessing. It is our kind and compassionate God. Even when we don't deserve it, Amen. He continues to bless us. Even when we go away from him, and sometimes we don't stand up and witness for him and we shy away from it, God is not going to be shying away from us. He's not ashamed of us when we become unfaithful. He still loves us and cares for us. Christ, as the good shepherd, cares for us along the way, sustaining us each step in each season. Sometimes we think that God could do a better job with us, right? You know, when I went to one doctor and he didn't turn out to be the right one, and he gave me all kinds of medicines and it was making me sick more, I said, why did God send me there? God could have done a better job in sending me a right doctor. So I went to another doctor, right? But it is always for us like that to compare. You know, the pastures look green. Isn't that a saying on the other side?
Yeah.
The pasture looks green on the other side for us. So we jump from job to job, from relationship to relationship, and we jump from one church to the other. We jump from many, many different, one neighborhood to the other, thinking that the pasture is green on the other side. You know what doesn't change? The one who moves and changes me doesn't change. As long as I do not change, it doesn't matter where you go. And how many pastures that you move along, the pasture may be greener on the other side, but you are the one who go there. And then you decide how much to eat and what to eat. And if you eat the wrong thing, you get sick. And that's what we have. Many times the green pastures on the other side looks better. But God wants us to follow Him and Him only. And that's what we read in our today. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate and the sheep knows his voice. And then if there is a stranger comes, he has come to steal and kill and destroy. The devil is there to steal, kill and destroy. And he will offer us with pictures and commercials and all those things. You know, you get these things and you will get that. You will get, you know, you buy this product and you will get the best skin in the world. How many times we did that? But when you fall into those things and you are not following the shepherd, you can get into trouble. There's a story that I have shared with you before. One girl was one boy was in a neighborhood, and he always looks on the in the sunrise in the morning across the window, across the field, across his house. He would see another house on the other side, far off the hill, which stood with gold and diamond windows. And he would wake up in the morning every time and look through the window in toward the east, and he would see the sun, the glittering window on the other side. It was yellow as gold and the clear as glass, and the diamonds were as very bright. So he asked his dad several times to take him over to that other house to see that diamond golden house. So his dad took him one day over to that house, and when they went there, they could not find their house. So finally he thought, you know, the window, the three windows, and he figured out the house, and he knocked at the house, and there was a little girl who came out. And they told him and asked if they are looking for something, and the boy replied, "I wanted to see the house with the golden windows that I see every morning." Oh, the girl said, "Oh, you have come to the wrong house," she replied. "But I can show you a house with golden windows that I see every evening." So she replied and pointed to the house at the distance across the field, which was the boy's house. So what was going through was, in the morning, when the sun comes up, the girl's house, the sun's rays will hit the windows and the glasses, and the boy can see the sun hitting that glass of the girl's house, and he thought it was a golden house. But in the evening, on the other side, the boy's house gets hit by the sun in the evening, and his house becomes the golden house. So we go through this life looking out for the window of our own, our life's window, looking for the golden house. And when you get there, you'll find out the reality is that it is not just a golden house. It is the sun shining on the windows. But when we look through the facts, we know that the gold you see is due to the light reflecting from a simple glass or water drops that are glittering by the sun rays. That's why the scripture says, "But if we have food and clothing, we will be content." We read that in 1 Timothy 6. We will never be satisfied if we continue to look for the golden house, because there is no golden house. And when you get there, you will find the reality how the golden situations are there. In Psalm 147, the psalmist says that he provides food for the animals and for the young ravens when they call. "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them all." I never have to worry about any birds flying in my trees, because they will take care of themselves. I know that. Our food is also the word of God. The scripture says in Jeremiah, we read that, "Your words will sustain me. They are food to my hungry soul." In scripture, many places it compares the food that we eat, the scripture, is compared to the food. because we have to nourish with our the word of God. Jesus said, I am the bread of life, and he is the living word, and the word that came to this world in life and flesh. So if we continue to nourish our lives, our souls with the living word, that is the passage that we need to be nourished by. God's word encourages. We read that in Psalm 19, that psalmist describes one of that nourishment by the pastor of the word of God is rejoicing to the heart and enlightening to the eyes. It is desirable and it is sweeter than honey. And we continue to feed on the word of God. God's word also makes us powerful. Whenever we find ourselves weak, and when we find ourselves defeated, go to the word of God, and it can empower us, because the powerful word of God can change our situations wherever we are. A shepherd would never lead the sheep to a river. That's why still water is coming in. Most of the time, they drink from still waters, blocks of waters that the shepherd will find for them. The still waters is pointing us to a calm and quiet atmosphere where we are trying to find ourselves peace and calmness. Particularly when I spoke about, is there life after stress? In this modern life, it is very fine, a life after stress. But there is a life after stress. In the middle of stress, we can find peace and comfort. The water is still and calm because it's not a torrential water that is flowing down. When we follow the shepherd, he would take us to the still waters and not torrential flowing water. Because one of the things that that scared the sheep are the flowing waters. If there is too much water flooding up, and one story that I read again was a shepherd was on the other side of a stream, and the sheep was grazing on the other side. He was taking lunch, he was eating his lunch, and all of a sudden the stream started flooding, and the sheep got really scared, and they started to jump into the water rather than, you know, they didn't know what to do to get to the sheep. So the shepherd immediately stopped his lunch, jumped into the stream, in the water, swam to the other side. As soon as he got there, the sheep got settled. And there is nothing he didn't have to do. Just his presence makes the sheep calm and peaceful. That's what God's presence in our situations of stress and difficulties will make us calm, not to get upset. And life can be several times like a torrential water flow. Sometimes it can go out of control. But God wants us to rest in him. He is our still water. One of the favorite things that I do is to go outside. There's a little pond in our back side of our neighborhood. I go there and sit there and watch the waters and the little fish. It calms my soul down, and many of you probably do that in the lakes. Sitting beside the still waters brings calmness. There's a way of diminishing all the worries and cares of life. As the shepherd leads us beside the still waters, he is causing us to rest in him. Rest in Jesus, he will bring peace and calmness in our lives. In Philippians, Paul says that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Come to the good shepherd, who is Christ Jesus. You will have the peace in your life. God's promise of bringing peace and joy to our life is always there. It is for us to accept it. Whenever we find ourselves in torrential waters, it will not flow over us. That's the promise that we read in the prophecy, that even when you go through waters, it will not flow above your head. He will make us, you know, walk on water. You know, Peter was asked to walk on water. Now, Peter wanted to walk on water. Then Jesus said, come on. But what did he do? He was walking for a couple of steps and then took his eyes off of Jesus. He looked down and his feet was getting cold, and he found the water is deep, and then he started to sink. When we take our eyes off the shepherd, we become restless. We become people without peace. Many of you have taken whitewater rafting. If you have taken it, instructor will give you some instructions when you go to whitewater rafting. And he will tell you at least the one that we went one time, when you are tossed out of the raft and into a turbulent part of the river, our natural instinct is to fight the water and get out of there. But the instruction given was, if you find yourself in that kind of situation and you are out of the raft and you are in this turbulent water, you know, be calm and don't fight against the tide, because it will eventually take you down the stream to the calmer part of the sun. So when you fall into the river, to be still. In this way, the tense moment, the instructor's words, if you remember it, the current will take you to the calmer parts of the river. When we look at many of the saints in the past, like Moses and David, they were all taking time to be still. First of all, when we read the story of the Israelites coming to the Red Sea, where the enemy is behind them, and they were before the Red Sea and they didn't know where to go to, and they were complaining because the fire was behind them. Then we call it devil and the deep sea. And that's when we read in Exodus chapter 14, Moses told them, the Lord will fight for you, and you only have to be still. See, in stillness we feel the presence of God. So as we get bogged down with the busyness of our lives, remember to go to the green pastures that God has given us, feed on the word of God, and also pray to God and spend time with God. Take a moment every day to spend some time with God, and that will bring peace. Our shepherd Jesus Christ loves and cares for us. He's constantly working through various means to bring us to a place where we'll feed on his word, and so that his presence can also comfort us. He's also leading us to still waters, where we can experience his presence and his peace. As we submit to his will, he will be there to keep us calm and peaceful in the situations of life. May you go with these words of peace, that you will be filled with the peace of God as you go from this place. And you can also become agents of peace to others wherever we are. May the good Lord bless us with these words as you go from this place. Closing hymn is I Am Thine, O Lord, which is 419 in the hymnal. We will sing verses 1, 2, and 4. If you are able, please stand.
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. In my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Number 4.
There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, the blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
People of God, go in the knowledge that if you trust in God along the life's journey, He will take you to green pastures. And if we trust in Him in His presence and long for His presence in the times of our troubles, His presence will comfort us with His peace. Go in the knowledge that He is going to be there regardless of what your situations are. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.